everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with You Know That I Know. A young woman who recently wrote a short story about Johnson's Blowcoat, and I'd like to ask her to just step up here and tell us something about it, will you?
Well, it's only five words, Mr. Wilcox.
Well, I know, but I think it's right to the point. Now, let's hear your five-word story.
Well, apply, let dry, oh my.
Well, now, that's a pretty complete story, but just in case that you haven't already used Johnson's Blowcoat on your floors and linoleum, perhaps I'd better explain the story. Now, let me see. How does it start?
Apply.
Spread Blowcoat lightly over your floors without bearing down or rubbing in.
Let dry.
Blowcoat dries in 20 minutes and shines as it dries without rubbing or buffing.
Oh, my.
And that's what you'll say when you see the beautiful polish that Blowcoat gives to your linoleum and floors. Now then, all together, children, let's repeat the glow coat story. Apply. Let dry. Oh, my. Well, autumn is in the air, and Molly McGee is determined that Fibber get himself a new fall outfit. And whom do we find en route to the Bon Ton department store, driving along and looking for a place to park, but Fibber McGee and Molly.
Thank goodness, McGee, I'll soon have you looking respectable again.
What do you mean, look respectable? Think I had as many patches on me as Rip Van Winkle.
The only difference is that he finally woke up to himself. Heavenly days, you look like you'd been hitchhiking in spades.
Well, let me tell you,
oh, Molly, stop, McGee. Stop the car. There's the parking space.
Okay. Gotta get them brakes fixed. Now, if I can only back in here.
Oh, I'm sorry, McGee. We can't park there. It's the fire club.
What say, Molly?
I say don't park here. It's the fire club.
I can't hear you. Wait till I park.
Oh, dear.
Now, what was you saying, Molly? I couldn't hear you for the motor.
Oh, dear. What a man.
I'll say so. Nobody else could have parked in there as graceful.
McGee.
Huh?
Do you see that fire plug?
Well, what about it? They got them things all over town. Didn't you ever see a fire plug before?
Yes, I have. But what do you suppose they paint them red for?
Search me. They say dogs are colorblind.
McGee. Hey. What is this? Don't you know it's against the law to park against the fire plug?
Well, Molly, this is the only parking space for four blocks. And look, we're right in front of the Bon Ton, too. Besides, the chief of police is a friend of mine. Come on, Molly.
High time you got yourself some clothes. You look like a tramp.
Oh, I admit I need some new clothes, but I don't think I look like a tramp.
Go on, McGee. The back of your pants is so shiny that if you tore them, you'd have 7 years bad luck.
Come on. What are you waiting for?
Oh, just a minute, McGee.
Huh?
Look at that little $25 hat in the window there. Isn't it a deer?
Deer's right. 25 bucks is a whole herd of deer.
Oh, well, come on. We better get started. Watch the revolving door. And don't be a parasite. Push.
Where are we going first?
Well, now, let's get you a hat first. I wonder where the excuse me, sir. Where are the men's hats?
Where are what man's hats, kiddo?
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were a floor walker.
Sure. I am floor walker. Every night, I'm walking the floor with my daddy. She's a cute kid, too, nearly 1 year old. Here's a snipe shoot of him.
Well, now, isn't that cute?
Oh, that's a cute snapshot, all right. Only 1 year old. Hey, he's kind of bald-headed for a year old, ain't he, bud?
McGee.
Huh?
You're holding the picture upside down.
Oh.
Well, you'll excuse me for mistaking you for a floor walker, but you weren't wearing a hat, so I thought you worked here.
Don't mention it, Babushka. I am not wearing hats because I am collegiate. University of Russia.
Heavenly days, a communist.
You a communist, bud?
Sure. I am believing in taking everybody's properties and giving them to me.
Don't argue with him, will you? You might start something. Be like waving a red rag in front of a Bolshevik. Well, come on, here's the hat department.
Oh, excuse me, please. Can you wait on us?
Well, I certainly can.
Well, my husband needs a new hat.
You're telling me?
Hey, easy there, bud, or I'll slap you down with a piece of wet lettuce.
Now, please, no violence. How about a nice pork pie?
We're cold, not hungry.
Oh, heavens, you don't understand. I mean a pork pie hat. They're all the rage now. They're just the latest scream, really. Haven't you seen the magazines for men?
How'd you ever get a hold of one?
Heavens. I mean the magazines like Esquire.
Oh, our dentist doesn't take Esquire.
I have it. How about a nice cap?
Oh, you got one of them new Cap Calloways, bud?
Cap Calloway. Mm-hmm. What's it like?
It's got a colored band. Did you get it, Molly? I says the
cap. Ain't funny, me.
Okay, I can take it.
How would you like a nice welt on the brim?
How would you like a nice kick in the teeth?
He meant a hat with six edges.
Yes. Now, here's one, for instance. Oh, this is a lovely French import.
French import, huh? Them French will pass the hat once too often in this country.
There's a sweet hat over there. Try it on, McGee.
All right. Oh, it's too tight for me. You try it on, Molly. I want to see how it looks on somebody else.
All right. There. How does it look?
Gorgeous. Simply devastating.
Does look pretty good on you, Molly.
It's cute, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? How much is this one, mister?
Only $10.
We'll take it.
Hey, I don't want that thing.
No, but I do. I'm buying this for myself.
Well, for that. Say, I thought we'd come in here to buy me an outfit.
Oh, I'm sorry, but we haven't a hat small enough for you, sir.
Huh?
If you'll be in the store a while, I'll look you up a little bit later if I can find something.
Oh, well, all
meanwhile,
right.
I'll go look in the junior department.
In the
Well, we'll be around for a while, young man.
Yeah.
Let us know if you find a hat for McGee.
Certainly. Yeah. Will you take this one with you, madam?
No. Send it out to Mrs. Fibber McGee, 79 Whistler Vista.
USA?
COD.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind my saying so, madam, I think a very appropriate hat for your husband would be a coonskin cap. He's the backwoods, the pioneer type, if you know what I mean.
Oh, thanks, bud. I always thought so myself.
You know, my Uncle Clem had a coonskin cap once.
Yeah?
With a tail hanging down the back of his neck.
How'd he like it, Molly?
Oh, he was just tickled to death with it.
Well, now, don't forget. I'll look you up if I find something for you. Gracious, here's another customer.
Oh, that's Perry Como. He's the singer.
Really?
Mm.
Sure he is, bud. He likes to sing, too. Matter of fact, he'll sing at the drop of a hat. Drop a hat, bud.
All righty.
My kingdom for a kiss, I'd gladly give you. my kingdom just for this. A kiss from you. A million skies of blue and miles of moonlight, they've all belonged to you for a smile or two. You'd have a crown for your curls made of stars, and your pearls would be made of the morning dew. Can I do more than this? My heart surrender, a kingdom for a kiss. From you.
Gotten anywhere with his fall shopping. Molly not only bought that hat for herself, but she also bought a pair of gloves, a purse, some stockings, and a dress. So far, all Fibber's had is a long walk. Well, here we find them on the fourth floor of the Bon Ton.
Hey, Molly, I thought we'd come down here to buy me an outfit.
Oh, don't be selfish, McGee. Just because I saw a few things I needed. Now, I think we better get you some neckties and some... Oh, look at that sweet little cocktail dress.
Cocktail dress, huh? Mm. Oh, it does look a little tight. Say, them kind of cute little wax models they make nowadays. Look at them wax models. Ain't they cute, Molly? Looks like they got genuine hair, don't they? How do you think they keep the hair on them? Glue it? Let's see if it'll come off.
Ow! Look what you're doing there, Skippy. You pulled my hair.
Oh, excuse me, Grandma. I thought you was one of the dummies. The other dummies. I'm sorry.
Well, I should think you would be. It's getting so a girl can't go anywhere these days without some man pestering her.
Oh. You work here, Grandma?
I sure do, Skippy. I'm a model in the debutante department.
You a debutante?
Yes. I came out in 1863. Oh. I was a war bride.
A war bride? Oh, I get it. A shotgun.
McGee.
I bet you was a pretty curpy-looking debutante back in 1863, Grandma.
Yes, that's what they tell me, son. Yeah. But then I was always an outdoor girl. I used to plow and pitch hay, drive the oxen. I even made my own black snake whip.
Honest? How do you make a black snake whip, Grandma?
Oh, just step on his tail, shorty. Well, gotta be getting back
well,
to my...
for the love of mine. Can you imagine that old...
That'll teach you not to go around pulling people's hair.
Oh, well. Are you ready to walk on?
Johnson's Glow Coat is ready to walk on in just 20 minutes after you apply it.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harpo.
Hello, folks. What are you doing here?
We're buying McGee a new fall outfit.
Yeah, so far she's got the outfit and I took the fall. You working here, Harpo?
Yes, I'm the store detective.
Well, you certainly make a ducky dick.
Oh, thanks.
McGee, we'll get you some neckties now.
Okay.
It's time you had.
Oh, there you are. My gracious, I've just looked all over for you.
Perhaps then.
What's on your mind, bud?
Oh, say, I found just the right hat for you.
Good.
Look, isn't it marvelous? Oh. And marks way down, too.
Heavenly days. He don't want a straw hat in October.
Well, it would be very distinctive.
I don't want it, bud. Chuck's a straw hat in October.
Well, won't you winter at Miami?
No, but I'm liable to spring at your throat. Now, go away and try again.
Well, all right, but I'm just terribly, terribly disappointed. I thought sure I found him.
Oh, well, he was at least trying.
Not only that, he gets more trying every time I see him. Oh, here's the neckties, Molly.
Was there something for you, sir?
There hasn't been yet, sis, but I'm still hoping. Oh, here's a nice four in hand, Molly.
Not very well made. Who made your four in hands, dearie?
And who made your bowl? All right.
These are the very latest fall neckwear, sir.
How do they not?
How do they not what?
He means how do they not up?
Oh, they're not up, they're down.
Oh. No, no, sis. How are they for knotting?
Oh, you can't get them for knotting. They're a dollar apiece.
No, no. We mean do they not good?
What do you mean they're not good?
No, not are they not good.
Well, I could say not.
You should say not
not
what?
Good. I mean, not good.
Skip it, sis. Let's forget the whole thing.
Oh, looky here, McGee. A narrow black tie. Just what I've been looking for.
That thing, say, I wouldn't wear that thing.
I don't mean for you, for me. It's just right to wear with me gray blouse. I'll take it, dearie.
How will I make out the slip? Cash or charge?
Cash. C-O-D.
I thought so. No account.
Who's no account? Why, say, I can...
Where shall I send it, madam?
79 Wistful Vista, Mrs. Fibber McGee.
Yes, madam.
Come on, McGee.
Hey, I didn't get myself a necktie.
Oh, well, we can come back this way. First, I think you ought to get an overcoat. I think there's...
Oh, there you are.
Look what I found. Isn't this the best-looking hat? Oh, do try it on, sir.
Heavenly days. A sombrero?
What's the idea of this hat, Bud?
Why, I thought this would be just the thing, sir. It's a marvelous grade of felt, really it is. Just feel that nap.
Why don't you go take one? I don't want any sombreros.
Well, I'll go see what else we have, though I was sure this would be just the duckiest.
I suppose the next thing he'll bring will be a rubber bathing cap.
Excuse me a lot. Could you be directing me to the underwear department?
Try the third floor, Scotty.
Thank you kindly, lad. My kilts are a wee bit chilly since my brother went into the stock market.
What's your brother going into the market got to do with you being cold?
He sold me short.
Speaking of underwear, McGee, isn't this the place for our Teddy to step in?
Piano and drum. Hey, hey, what do you say? Let's hear the five-piece band. When the clarinet and the old cornet start a-harmonizing, it's surprising what a five-piece band can do. Here's the weary bone of the old trombone. Say, when he starts phrasing, it's amazing what a five-piece band can do. They play the hottest tunes, that's all. Swing that 12-string. They go to town on bugle call with the hidey hidey ho on the offbeat when the drummer man plays to beat the band. Why, it's just a start of only a part of what a five-piece band can do.
Why, certainly.
Well, my friends are trying to tell me that Glow Coat will make my linoleum shine like new while I'm out enjoying myself. That sounds impossible.
Well, it may sound impossible, but it's true. Now, I'll give you an illustration. Suppose that you're just getting ready to put some Glow Coat on the floor, and a friend of yours phones and asks you to go to the movies. She lives a few blocks away from you. You can have the Glow Coat on the floor before she calls for you. You You simply spread a little of this no-rubbing liquid polish lightly over the floor with a soft cloth or the long-handled Glowcoat applier. Then you're through. You go out the door with your friends and forget all about the floor. In 20 minutes, the Glowcoat will be dry, and the linoleum will be shining like new. When you get home, you'll be greeted by a beautiful, polished floor that will stay clean and bright for weeks at a time. Friends aren't exaggerating a bit when they tell you that Glowcoat is the easiest polish you ever use. You don't have to do one bit of rubbing or buffing, for Glowcoat actually polishes your floor while you're out enjoying yourself. And now back to the fifth floor of the Bon Ton, where Fibber is going to select fall overcoat. He hopes. So far, Molly has made all the purchases, and Fibber hasn't even a new handkerchief. Here they are in the overcoat section.
Oh, dear. All the clerks seem to be busy. Yoo-hoo, mister. Can you wait on us?
Just a minute, madam. I'll get you a salesman. Salesman? Salesman?
Salesman?
Oh, there you are. Oh,
thank you for calling me.
Now look what we did.
I wondered where you folks were. Just look at this marvelous hat that I found for you, sir. It's just too perfect for you.
Say, what is this? Is a sun helmet.
Mm-hmm. Handsome, isn't it? We call it a solar topi. Wonderful thing in the tropics.
Well, I don't like to change the tropic, but why don't you find me something I can wear?
Yes, 70 days. He can't wear a sun helmet in the winter.
Well, perhaps it is a bit daring.
Yeah, daring is right, and the helmet...
McGee!
I was going to say that the helmet wouldn't be very good while I was shoveling snow off the sidewalk.
Well, all right, but it's really a wonderful value. You don't get a value like this very often.
McGee, what's the matter with him anyway?
Oh, he's just... Hey, didn't you get us a salesman yet, Bud?
Well, I'm very sorry, sir. It doesn't seem to be a salesman available. I'll wait on you myself. I'm the manager of the overcoat department. My name's Oliphant.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Hi, Elephant.
Oliphant, sir. Not elephant. Oliphant. Not a very common name.
Well, elephants aren't very common animals.
No, indeed. Very amusing. It would be if I didn't hear it so often. What can I do for you?
Show me something snappy in overcoats, Bud.
Certainly. How would you like a belt in the back?
How would you like a sock in the...
Mickey!
One guy wants to give me a welt on the brim, and this guy wants to give me a belt in the back.
Wait till you buy a suit and get a cuff on the pants.
Give me something snappy, Bud. One with a nice check in it.
A check? Yes, sir. Now, let me see. Where did I put those new plaids?
I thought an elephant never forgets.
I wonder if he can squirt water through his nose.
What was that, sir?
No.
He said he must get his daughter some holes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Third floor. Now, here is a beautiful polo coat, sir. You'll be warm as a bear in this.
A polo bear?
Yes.
Now, let me try it on. How do you like it, Molly?
Well, I don't know, McGee. Will it shrink, mister?
Is it too large?
Yes, it is too large.
Yes, it'll shrink.
Kind of a dizzy pattern.
Oh, I don't know, McGee. Don't you like it?
No.
I think it's a beautiful coat.
Well, you can have it.
Can I really? Oh, I love those mannequins.
Say, I thought we'd come down here to buy me an outfit.
Oh, now, McGee, don't be so selfish. You can get a coat, too.
Oh, well. How much jack for this, Benny, Bud?
Well, this is a Phil Harris tweed. This coat's only $60 today. It's on sale. It was formerly a $62 value.
Well, how does it fit me?
Perfectly. Perhaps a little snug about the, it could be altered, though.
I'm afraid I am getting a little heavier.
Well, the trend is back toward curves, you know.
Hippy days are here again.
I'll take it, sir. Send it to Mrs. Fibber McGee, 79 Wistful Vista, COD.
Yes, indeed. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll get the tailor to make the alteration.
Well, this has been a real enjoyable shopping trip, Molly. I'd have had better luck if I'd have come alone.
Oh, be still, McGee. I'm just thinking what kind of shoes you ought to have.
Oh, you're not thinking of me, are you, Molly?
Why, certainly. Why do you think we come down here to the Bon Ton?
I don't know.
Now, let me see. The shoes are on what floor?
Johnson's Glowcoat is on every floor where the up-to-date housewife wants a no-rubbing, no-buffing floor polish.
Hi, Detective Wilcox. How's crime?
Well, I haven't caught anybody but one man in the hardware department stealing some putty.
Putty?
Oh, did you arrest him?
Oh, no. It was just putty larceny. Well, got everything you want, Pipper?
All but one thing, Harpo. I got to help some fellas across the street from us dig a basement, and I got to get some overalls.
Oh, I see. You want a foundation garment.
Oh.
Seventh floor. Well, I'll be there.
Foundation. Oh, hi, Bud.
Hello. Here's your receipt for the coat, madam.
Oh, thank you.
Good. Now, say, Bud.
Yeah.
Could I please get a nice, snappy overcoat for myself?
Why, certainly. Now, if you'll just...
Well, come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the signal that the store is closing. I'm very sorry, really.
Well, can you beat that?
Oh, it's all right, McGee. It's all right. We'll come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What do you mean?
Sure, tomorrow's another day. Come on.
Sure. Oh, well, it's good to get out into the air anyway. Where did we leave the car?
Right against the fire plug, you see? The car with the policeman standing by it.
The policeman? Let's walk around the block a minute. Maybe he'll get tired of waiting.
No, I warned you against parking there, and I'll face the music. Besides, the chief of police is a great pal of yours, remember?
Oh, well. Hi, officer. Nice day.
What's nice about it?
It is a little cloudy.
Is this your car?
Well, you see, I...
Is it or isn't it? Don't you know your own car when you see it?
Well, he hardly recognized it since he put the Johnson's wax on.
Pipe down, lady.
Yes, it's my car, all right, officer, but I don't know how it got here. Somebody must have pushed it over in front of that fire plug.
Oh, yeah? That's what they ought to say. Here's a ticket. That'll cost you $5.
Say, now, listen here. Listen here now. My husband knows the chief of police very well, and he'll have you transferred.
Oh, he will, Willie. See this badge? I'm the chief of police.
Oh.
Now get started. I almost made your friend drive your car down to the station.
Friend?
What friend?
The one in the back seat there. Hey, you. Here's the pal.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, I've got just the head.
Wonder housewives are saying...
Glow Coat is the easiest floor polish I ever used. I don't have to do any rubbing or buffing.
And dealers everywhere are saying...
Once my customers try Johnson's Glow Coat, they always come back for more. Like all the other fine polishes made by the makers of Johnson's Wax, it's bound to give satisfaction.
For Glow Coat gives brighter luster, longer wear. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering GLO-COAT. Johnson's Glow Coat. And remember, you save money by ordering the larger sizes.
Speaking of shopping, Molly, I ever tell you about when I was down in Central America shopping for bananas? Oh, that was a tough job down there. Them Indians down there, they haven't got any sense.
Well, that makes it even.
Why?
Well, our sense up here haven't any Indians.
Good night.
Good night, Harvey.
We're having lots of fun with the Fibber McGee Limerick Contest, conducted by Radio Mirror Magazine. 26 cash prizes are being awarded each week. All you have to do is supply the last line for an unfinished limerick about Fibber McGee and Molly. The winner of the first prize this week is Mr. Will Gidley, 34 Dorchester Street, Springfield, Massachusetts. 25 other cash prizes are also being mailed out. If you didn't win this week, try again next week. You'll find the limerick and complete rules of the contest in the November issue of Radio Mirror Magazine, now on sale. Harlow Wilcox inviting you to be with us again next week. Good night.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.